Welcoming to the program now, current state senator for at least a couple more months, representing the 4th District proudly for a very long time in the House and in the Senate, Senator Mike Padden. Senator, appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, always enjoyable to visit with you and your friends from the Tri-Cities.
So, Senator, the announcement came out yesterday that you were going to call it a public service career. After serving in the House, going back to the 1980s, in this state Senate as well, also serving as a elected judge and on the National Transportation Safety Administration as well. 40 years is a long time for public service, sir. Congratulations on it. And let's talk a little bit. Let's start with the high points. What are some of the things from your time in the House, in the Senate, that you're most proud of?
Well, not a lot of people know about this, but when I first got in 1981, I was the sponsor of the only pro-life bill that's been passed in the legislature that said a baby born alive during an abortion procedure is entitled to the same medical treatment as a premature baby of the same age. So that was back in 81. I've been very involved in trying to strengthen our laws on impaired driving. We've had a little success, but really still a long way to go. And we're in a crisis situation. We had over 800 deaths in 2023 on the highways, the majority of them caused by impaired drivers. And there's just not enough accountability. We did get this year the look back extended for 5 additional years. Now, the look back is the amount of time where you have, if you get a 4th DUI during that time, it's a felony and you go in the state prison system rather than the county jails. But it really should be 3 as a felony, like Idaho and Oregon. And in my view, there shouldn't be any artificial time limit. That should be during your whole lifetime. But those are some of the issues we've had. I sponsored the bill going from 5 to 4. There's other things. They've got these oral swabs now. It's a voluntary test, just kind of like the breathalyzer. And it can detect cannabis or fentanyl or other drugs where we see the big increase in impaired driving or the drug-alcohol combination. So that would do a ton of good. In Indiana, it reduced the number of fatalities from impaired driving 10%. So there's a number of things. I think if we have law enforcement out on the road, that's better. The governor's idea is to put cameras everywhere, all over. I'm not a big fan of that. I like the law enforcement that has the discretion and the experience to make an informed decision on what to do, you know, whether it's speeding or impaired driving or whatever. I'd rather have that than a camera.
We're talking with 4th District State Senator Mike Padden from Spokane Valley here on The Bottom Line. Senator, it seemed most of the legislation that you proposed had a common theme, and that was what the right thing seemed to be, doing the right thing. More recently, you sponsored the bill that increased penalties for those that we trust in corrections facilities, those who are put in a position of responsibility, abusing that position of responsibility. You were able to get a bill passed that would increase those penalties, double them, I believe, if I remember correctly, based on a situation that happened in Forks, Washington, which, you know, many people may know, they may remember as the town for a series of movies. But there was a pretty horrible situation that happened there that wound up resulting in a young woman taking her own life.
Yeah, real tragic situation about her because she wasn't believed yet. And she was a heroin addict who was put in. These were Native American women. One custodial guard working the night shift who sexually assaulted these women and got off with a very light sentence. And unfortunately, she after reporting it, wasn't believed and took her own life. But out of that came this legislation, which has increased the penalties, and now it is a felony. And it's one of those things where nobody in that situation can give consent when the custodial corrections officer has that much power and authority over somebody under their control. There's just no way they can legitimately give any consent. So, yeah, that bill passed. We were happy to see it go and hopefully do some good. And a lot of other bills. I've enjoyed working with your senators in your area, Senator Behnke, Senator Nikki Torres, just an outstanding senator who I really feel is being almost robbed of her representation by this order of Judge Lasnik on the redistricting. And then also I've enjoyed serving with Senator Perry Dozier. So you've got some good folks down there. What we really need, though, is more soldiers on our side in the fight. And with the Senate 29-20, well, there are things that you can get through on some of the big philosophical differences. There's issues such as, I mean, the idea to me of starting on a pathway to banning natural gas is crazy. It just fits into how, in my mind, a lot of the Democrats are no longer representing the little guy or common people when they support legislation that's going to increase the cost of their heating bill by 33 1/3% or more. And I just don't see anything wrong with natural gas. I know in our family, when we were able to convert from oil to natural gas, I mean, sometimes in the winter we were paying $500 a month and got it down to 100 or a little more. I mean, that's a huge benefit to folks, especially today with the price of everything going up. A lot of that due to excessive government spending.
Senator Patton, one of the things I've always appreciated when we talk to you is you don't hold back. You don't mince words. And so, you know, I'm sure you're aware in Richland recently, they opened a couple of plants that will take methane from landfills and convert it into renewable natural gas. It's been interesting. The governor's office and PSE even are now pushing back and claiming there's a lot of misinformation out there about the, quote, natural gas ban, and that it's really not this and not this, and that 1589 didn't do this and this and so on and so forth. I've asked a couple lawmakers this question. I will ask you this question as well, sir. Were there any carve-outs for renewable natural gas in 1589 or in any of the pushes or any of the things from the Building Code Council or anything that's come down from any level of the Inslee administration going after natural gas? Were they specifically created a carve-out for renewable natural gas?
You know, I am really not completely aware of that. I am sure you're good, Senator Behnke, if you asked him. Whatever he said would be correct, but I'm not aware of any. Doesn't mean that there aren't any, but I'm not aware of any on that, Rob.
Your awareness is correct. There aren't any. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Yeah. None. So, yeah. So as they push back on this and claim there's misinformation, well, there's really not. They're looking to ban natural gas in very creative language.
Right. Right. And then the battle over the dams. And, of course, I've got another 8 months. Our representative here, Kathy McMorris Rogers, has been so great in leading the battle, having hearings. But, you know, when we had the cold snap, I don't know what it got down there, but in Spokane area, it was almost minus 10 below. If we hadn't had those dams on the Snake River producing that hydropower and being able to adjust and produce more when the weather got that cold and the demand was so high, we would have people dying. And yet these folks want to tear the dams down and, you know, and then they want everything to be electric, you know. So electric school buses that cost double of what a regular school bus, imposing that on our school district. So the list goes on. There's some bad bills that we killed that some people didn't expect us to kill. And, of course, the highlight had to be passing the three initiatives that become law June 6th. One I was most involved with was the police pursuits, and to be able to go back to reasonable suspicion as the standard and to rely on law enforcement, who has a huge incentive to have proper supervision on when they make a pursuit, because they're be concerned about liability if something goes wrong, rather than having the bad guys thumbing their nose at us, say, ha ha, you can't come after us. And then the changes they made were just so incremental, they didn't really help, especially on auto thefts, where not only is the victim the person that owned the car, but then there's usually all the other victims that they use these stolen cars to commit other crimes, whether they're smash and grab robberies at cannabis stores or any other retail stores, is a lot of what they're doing. When YouTube puts out instructions on basically on how to steal Kias, and then these juvenile gangs do that. So that's long overdue in my mind, but come June 6th, law enforcement will have some of the handcuffs taken off them.
Senator Patton, we're talking with Senator Mike Patton from the 4th District, Spokane Valley here, on the bottom line. Senator, you've been in Olympia for the better part of four decades, the better part of 40 years, to be fair. Obviously, as time goes on, things change. The climate changes. You've served with a lot of lawmakers in the House and in the Senate. What is arguably the biggest change that you have seen in your time in Olympia? What is the one thing that if you could wind the clock back and you could change something, or something you would like to tell our listeners about something that's raised, kind of the flag for you about issues or problems with how things are currently being done, what would that be?
Well, I'll just start with a quote from one of the presidents that I admired so much, Ronald Reagan. He said, the closest thing to eternal life on earth is a government program. And what I've seen just since I come into the Senate in 2011 is a state budget that's gone from $30 billion to almost $75 billion at the end of our four-year budget period and end of 25-27 biennium. So the huge growth, and not only the spending growth, taking money from taxpayers, and so often the taxpayers are going to be better able to spend it themselves. I mean, you just look at programs like the Meals on Wheels, and there's retired people, a lot of retired church people that do that, that are volunteers, that drive and they see people during the day, and then somebody needs some help, they can go back and report it, and the people get help. Imagine if that was a completely government-run program with all government employees and the cost and everything. So I think people, a lot of them, will do the right thing with money if they have some discretionary money to spend. But if they're just living paycheck to paycheck and government taking so many out, and not only the amount, but all the regulations, you mentioned the Building Code Council. So, we had some fires up in northern Spokane County and in Medical Lake. And these folks want to rebuild. A lot of these homes were built decades ago. Well, they let them build to a building code at the time that their house was built, or even more recently, or do they have to take the new, more restrictive, more costly building code? Of course, we couldn't get that changed through to let them build under the previous building code. So, I mean, there's things like that. I just think of every legislator, how much we had to help our constituents. You remember when the Nigerian princes scammed our governor out of all that money from the unemployment fund. And then they overcorrected and we're denying people that really deserved unemployment to get their unemployment, and legislators throughout the state had to step in. So you just see that repeated time and time again, and you call it out. You know, the Democrats have their constituency. They're answering, a lot of them, to extreme environmentalists with these regulations and anti-automobile sentiments and everything else that we're fighting. But so we've seen some of that. Like I say, we've had some victories. We've been able to do some good things, some bills that are bipartisan. I had a bill I really think long-term is going to help a lot, is encouraging employee-owned businesses, such as Schweitzer Engineering out of Pullman, has 6,500 employees, and the employees are the owners of the company, and when they retire in a much better financial situation. They're happier in their work. Their family life is better, and the money stays locally rather than being bought out by somebody else and moving. So this legislation will help encourage more employee-owned businesses, which I think will have a positive impact on our society.
State Senator Mike Padden from Spokane Valley, the 4th District. Over 40 years in public service. And I think we could also include serving as an elector in 1976 as part of that public service, sir. Appreciate the public service. Thank you for your time in the House and the Senate and on the bench. And certainly hope you have a happy and fulfilled retirement. And we appreciate the time you've given to our program over the years as well.
Well, thank you very much. I've always enjoyed visiting. I got 8 more months. So I'll be staying busy here.
All right, Senator. Again, thank you for your time. Senator Mike Padden, 4th District, Spokane Valley, long and illustrious career in public service.